Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We have commenced in the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى All praises is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alim wa Ridwan. تیری نسلیں پاس میں ہیں بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم Welcome once again dear viewers You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah, once again in the honorable company of my colleague, Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari Sallamahul Bari, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We give thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as well as to the viewers of Madani Channel for watching this program with good intentions and for sharing this with others as well. May Allah Kareem accept all our lawful wishes, forgive our sins and help the Muslim Ummah at large. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, theme and discussion for this evening is to turn your mistakes into valuable life lessons. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. How can one turn his mistakes into valuable life lessons so that we could overcome the situations that we have indulged ourselves into and that have taken us back in life and we are finding it difficult to come out of the situation? If this is the situation, then this is the program for you to watch, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, for In the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, we will extract lessons that will aid us in our day-to-day life, inshallah. So we will stay locked and tuned only with Madini Channel. We have a kalam, and the kalam will be recited by none other than our very favorite Rukni Shura, none other than respected Haji Abdul Habib Affari, Ibrahim Barakatum Al-Aliyah. A very beautiful kalam which is penned and composed by none other than Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Sachi baat sikhate ye hai. سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں بڑا پیارا کلام ہے and I'm sure مولانا زیاد صاحب will also enjoy this کلام انشاءاللہ عز و جل it's one of my favorite کلامs but مولانا صاحب before we go into any of the کلامs and as that is part of our program الحمدللہ رب العالمين as when we do listen to کلامs and not it increases the love for the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم it reminds us that we have to follow the sunnah of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we think of مدینة المنورة And then suddenly a desire is developed in the heart to go to Madinatul Munawwara. We reflect over the ahadith because many of Ahlul Kalam, in fact, most of his kalams are the translations of many ahadith. Mm-hmm. It is the summary of the tafaseer of the Holy Quran, yes. translation of the ayat of the Quran, subhanallah. And he has summarized those waqiyah, stories, incidents, ahadith into poetry form, mashallah. Yes. Alhamdulillah, the summary of it is discussed in those ash'ar. Therefore, inshallah, when we listen to this kalam, most definitely, Imam Sahib, it brings you into tears. You know, it makes you person sound here in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, yes, dear viewers, we will be honored to listen to this beautiful kalam as we go along in our program, inshallah. But before we go there, just remember, in order to succeed, dear viewers of Madini Channel, as we all are chasing success, and we all want success in our lives. But just remember, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than the fear of making mistakes in life. Allahu Akbar. It is a very important lesson of life, that if you desire to succeed in any permissible faculty of life, where it's joyous for you to prosper here, subhanAllah, then your desire for success, subhanAllah, in that field should be greater than the fear of making a mistake. And it is the same mistake that we want to talk about today. How can we find solutions to those mistakes, dear viewers of Padini Channel, that we have made them in our lives some time back, maybe for the last 10 years, they are haunting us till today. Maybe the mistake was committed 15, 20 years ago, and in the last 20 years, you found yourself in the very same position that you find it, that you were 20 years back, simply because you could not take the step towards positivity due to that mistake, due to the error that occurred in the past. And today, inshallah, we want to learn and we're going to try to understand how can we change the situation? How can we derive lessons from those mistakes and not allow those mistakes to change us and not for us to reach our goals in life? SubhanAllah. Mu'asab, before we go towards the kalam, inshallah, if Mu'asab could shed some light in this aspect as well.
Absolutely. SubhanAllah. Mistakes for us as human beings, we tend to make them. We can say we all make them. SubhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala protects them. But we as insan, we are human beings, and we tend to make mistakes. However, it's important that we learn from our mistakes. And that is the focus of today's program, learn from our mistakes, not to continuously repeat making that mistake. I've heard a beautiful saying as well in English, that it is foolishness to continue to do the same thing but expect a different result.
Allahu Akbar.
Foolishness to continue to do the same thing each time but to expect a different result. Yes, when we see that something has produced one result, that it's working, then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, you can follow the same method. However, when we saw that it produced a certain result that was an undesirable result, then it doesn't mean that we have to leave completely. It means that we need to change our method. We need to change our method of addressing something. So when we, I think one of the important aspects is to focus upon those mistakes that we make. Something we did, that we did it wrong. And the next time we're not going to do it in the same way. The next time we're going to do it in a different way in order to improve, in order not to make the same mistake. Because if we're going to do it in the same way that we did previously, the result is most likely going to be the same as well. And we don't want bad results, we want good results. So whatever it is that we did, and if we feel that it was a mistake, let's look at improvement. Let's look at how can I change something about it in order to make it better, so that the outcome is not exactly the same. We want improvement. We always want to climb in life, isn't it? Nobody wants that 20 years ago I was on this position and 20 years later I'm also on this position. We want that 20 years ago I was on that position, the next year, 19 years ago, I was on a better position, 18 years ago, I was on a better position. So every little mistake that we make, focus on how we can learn from that mistake. And as Huzoor mentioned, don't let the mistake put you down. When the stumbling block becomes such a stumbling block that you fall down and you sit down, and then you say, I'm not going to go ahead, I'm just going to sit right here, then we are not going to improve, we're not going to become better. The stumbling block is just a stumbling block. It's just a hurdle. It's just a little speed bump for us. Someone who's driving knows, I go over a speed bump, okay, it may have slowed me down, but I'm going to increase speed and I'm going to get better. I'm going to move ahead. If after the speed bump we just say, okay, this is enough, we're going to park the car one side, we won't reach the destination. So whatever mistake we have made in life, or whatever mistakes one may make in life, always focus on learning the lessons from that mistake and making improvements in life.
SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the Madani pearls that we are receiving, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and such important things that are being discussed, SubhanAllah. Mu'asab, it is said that every mistake is an opportunity to learn something that you did not learn before.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar. Every mistake is an opportunity for us to learn something that we did not know before. Something new. Allahu Akbar. And together with that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you are trying, then this is dalil and proof. Because mistakes are the proof that you are trying. Allahu Akbar. So if you are trying to overcome those mistakes and learn and extract valuable lessons from those mistakes committed, Allahu Akbar, then you will see results in the coming future. Because the only real mistake, the only true and the real mistake is the one from which we have learned nothing.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. So mistakes are mistakes. And if they are major mistakes, we should seek tawbah for that one.
Yes.
Mistakes can also make us from gunas and we could maybe land ourselves in the hellfire, you know, azab in the qabr, azab in the dunya. So I'm talking about worldly mistakes or ukhrawi mistakes, dunyawi or mistakes related to the hereafter. In all circumstances, one should make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But here, dear viewers, to pick yourself some motivation that's needed for many of our Islamic brothers, our Islamic sisters, we should remember that the only real mistake is the one from which a person learns nothing. And then a person commits the same mistake over and again. What Mulana Sahib says about this, because there are some mistakes a person makes in life. He got married once. He made nikah, he fulfilled the dream of his parents.
Right.
Firstly, the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has good intentions and he or she, vice versa, realized, you know what, this was not the right partner. Vice versa, whether it's her or whether it's he, and both decide, you know what, I'm not going to go ahead again in life because I invested like 5 years of my life to make this marriage work. Some would say 30 years, some would say 40, 60 years, whatever. Because the last and divorces even happen in the ages that you think that, you know, they're going to go happily from this dunya. But there are situations where people would separate from one another even after the age of 60 and 70.
Allahu
Akbar. The question here is here with the Padini channel, those who go through the situation for whatever reason, my wife is not a good cook, she does not look after my parents, she does not know how to treat me well, she's like this, or vice versa, where she complains about the husband. And now that the fear in the heart is to take the step again, I want to be involved. It took me such a long while to get out of this mess. So Masaf shed some light here.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You see, Huzur, in situations like this, the lens that we look through at a situation really, it has so much to do with the situation, and it has so much to do with how our minds and our hearts are going to feel about the situation.
So thinking positive about the matter.
Absolutely. Now, someone thinks that, for example, one marriage didn't work out, and therefore, I don't want to go into marriage again. Actually, this is not the right outlook. This is a mistake, actually, that often people make, that they think that since the first time it didn't work out, so that means it itself is not good for me, that marriage itself is not good for me. We shouldn't think in that direction. We need to think in the direction of why is it that specific marriage did not work? Why is it? Now we're focusing upon what mistake we could have made, and we're looking at improvement. So if you see, why is it that specific marriage did not work out? And if you think in that direction, you may realize that I started the marriage off on the wrong footing. But I think I started the marriage off on the right footing. Then we went for a holiday together and we spent time doing this and that. No. What is the right footing? The right footing that you should have started the marriage off on is that when I was looking for a partner, I was supposed to be looking for a partner who pleases Allah, and that partner's prime focus is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I look in that direction, now I will find myself a pious partner. And when I found that pious partner, then the initial time of my marriage, I should have spent time and attention in explaining to my partner and working with my partner that we are going to try to ensure that our marriage, our entire marriage, is focused around pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, around fulfilling each other's rights and encouraging each other to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when it is time for salah, I'm going to encourage you that I'm going to perform salah, please also perform salah. If I forget, then you're going to remind me, please, there is time left for salah, go and perform your salah. Did you perform salah? Please go and perform salah. I must encourage you that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today I managed to recite some Quran Sharif. Did you also recite some Quran Sharif? Please focus on reciting some Quran Sharif. That okay, this displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not going to take this. We're not going to go into this business deal. Why? Because it displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to think, when the marriage didn't work out, then did it not work out because I didn't take these steps? If I didn't take these steps, that means on my next effort, I'm going to take these steps. On my next try, I'm going to do it right. It doesn't mean that the entire concept of marriage is not for you. It means that not placing these these rules in your marriage was not right for you. Now you need to place these rules in your marriage. You need to place these guidelines in your marriage. And inshallah, azzawajal. If you are searching for a spouse who is a good person, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means a lot and means everything to that person. And then you encourage them towards the pleasure of Allah. They encourage you towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, azzawajal. The next attempt you make, because you carried it out from the beginning in the correct way, pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, I have strong hope that this attempt is going to work well. Inshallah.
MashaAllah, Mu'tab, excellent. And I wish it could become easy, as you mentioned, Mu'tab. You know, the way Mu'tab has faced this, it's only those who are married and those who are suffering in their marriages could, you know, take lessons from
actually,
you.
Actually, sometimes we think like that. If only it is as easy as it is said. Actually speaking, it is that easy. It's a matter of doing amal on basics. Often we think our deen is, you know, very complex and everything is very difficult. No, no. You will find that the deen is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid certain things out. You do this and then you will be successful. You don't do that and you will be successful. Often we leave these basics. We leave these basics and we look at all these, you know, matters of the sky and matters of the stars and things that are so much above us, and we've forgotten the basics. We've left the basics. I've seen this mistake as well in marriages, that often everybody is worried about my rights. The partner, this is a famous mistake. And it's become so common that sometimes we don't even pay attention to it. I'm worried about my rights and your responsibilities, and you are worried about your rights and my responsibilities. This is the wrong outlook of responsibilities, wrong outlook on rights, and wrong outlook on marriage. We need to work the opposite of that. I must focus on my responsibilities and my partner's rights. My partner must focus on their responsibilities and my rights. When we focus on each other's rights instead, we will focus on fulfilling the rights of the next person. And if someone doesn't fulfill our rights, don't let that trouble us. Don't let it trouble us. Why? My partner is responsible for themselves. They will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer regarding the fulfillment of the next person's rights. And I am going to stand in the court of Allah azza wa jal and answer regarding my fulfillment of others' rights. So I must ensure that when I stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have fulfilled my spouse's rights. I have fulfilled my partner's rights. That must be our focus. And when this is the focus, then we're not going to get angry, and we're not going to get upset, and we're not going to go and break marriages. Instead, we're going to be so focused on fulfilling the rights of the next person and our own responsibilities that inshallah azza wa jal, we will be just continuously trying to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our lives will go in that inshallah, in earning the pleasure of Allah. Ameen, ameen.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Dear viewers, behind your mind, keep in view the beloved ahadith and teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to your spouse, it comes to your wife, to your family members. You know, there are numerous ahadith, but here, subhanAllah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, the best among you is he who has the best character, and the most superior among you is he who treats his family to death.
SubhanAllah.
So, dear Mu'tab, we have the hadith about good character and then treatment with the family. Keep that hadith behind you and allow that to also motivate you that, subhanAllah, I don't want to become known because of the mistake I have committed. You are not famous because of that mistake, or you are trying to become part of that, because your mistakes do not define you, dear friends. Yes, they educate you, empower you, and enable you to reach the true potential where you want to reach, subhanAllah. So mistakes are there to boost us, to take us further into positivity, subhanAllah. Unless we sit back and we only talk about the mistake that has been done. You know, it was done, you know, it was performed, you know this, you know that, and then the whole dunya knows about it, and then we only talk about that, and every time there's something positive to speak about, we allow that one negative thought to ruin all the happiness for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, however it may be. You know, a mistake that was committed maybe with someone close in the family, maybe you've done something wrong to your parents, and the same thing could haunt you and come back to you 10 years later, and then again you argue about the same matter and point, and lose all the patience and sawab that you may have had in the last many years that you were kind about the matter. There is an opportunity to learn in all that is around you. Always there are opportunities around us to learn including the mistakes which are around us as well.
Subhanallah.
They do not exclude the mistakes we make, they also include them, dear viewers. We exclude them. You want to learn from everything around you, then why do you exclude them? There's a mistake. Because in that ghalati, in that mistake was a lesson for you to fix, or something for you to learn, so that in future when it happens again, you will be able to maneuver your way out of the situation.
Sometimes people dwell on their mistakes and they dwell on their errors, and they have that tying them down so much so that they struggle to move forward. And while Hudu was mentioning this, you know, someone committed a mistake 20 years ago and it still haunts the person. You know, beautiful concept came to mind, and it's the beautiful concept of tawbah. The concept of tawbah and how tawbah helps you move forward. If you just look at the steps within tawbah, that how is it? Because tawbah is when we commit a mistake, but it's such a mistake that is a sin as well.
Right.
So how do we, you know, overcome that? How do we act upon tawbah? How do we perform tawbah? The very initial part of tawbah is that you recognize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So apply this to our mistakes as well. If we make a mistake, the most important part for us is to recognize that mistake. If we don't recognize the mistake, we continuously commit the mistake. So rather, recognize the mistake. And learn to ask for maaf. Really, if something is weighing down on you, if you made a mistake, if you have, maybe you have not shown the correct amount of respect that you're supposed to be showing to your parent, you have not respected your spouse, you have not treated your child right, something we've done that was a mistake in our lives that is weighing us down and weighing upon our shoulders, and we're feeling hard to move on. Learn to ask for maaf. Learn to approach the person. It takes a little bit of courage. Yes, it takes courage, because you need to lower yourself, you need to humble yourself. Remember, the powerful and strong person is not the one that stands with his or her chest out and you know, shoulders out and says that no, I can't ask anyone for maaf. The powerful person, the strong person, is the one that lowers themselves and asks for maaf. That I made a mistake.
Oh,
my beloved parent, I made a mistake that I was not respectful. But now I sincerely make the niyyah that as of today, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to make dua, and I'm going to try, and I request that you make dua for me as well, that I will not repeat that mistake. I will not be disrespectful again. I will not be harsh again. That I will be an obedient son or an obedient daughter to you. So this asking for maaf, and you will realize that once I've asked for maaf, once I've requested that I please be forgiven for my mistake, I feel so much lighter. And just it's that few moments of being humble, and subhanallah azza wa jal, you see your chest will feel light, your shoulders will feel light. You won't be carrying the burden of that mistake anymore, because you asked for forgiveness and you made a firm niyyat to improve on it. Then you work towards improvement, and that is, subhanAllah, working towards improvement is striving towards success.
Yeah.
So instead of carrying that burden now all the while, I don't know how to face
Allah,
the person, face them, request for maaf, and start to move forward.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madini ki, dear viewers of Madini channel, let's make niyyah today, at this very moment, inshaAllah. Let's overcome the situation. Maasab, is it possible that shaitan influences a person to remain on that mistake that he has committed, and for that mistake to cause anxiety for him, cause that person to go through some situation where he doesn't want to eat food, he or she, whoever the person may be, and they would like break the anuqat with everything in the world, and they point to depression. And that depression could lead to suicide, it leads to other failures in life, and there's no lesson that's actually learned, because it depends how big the mistake is. And some people have said the bigger mistake, the greater the lesson, right? But however, big mistakes happen, and then big problems, big musibat comes, and when the bigger musibat comes, depends how strong the heart is to handle the mistake. Because people are very bold when it comes to making, you know, committing sins, and we think we can handle this, astaghfirullah, we can handle that. But when things go wrong, Allahu Akbar, contact that you thought will be there to aid you and bail you out, they're back in your times, you know, and situations change one another. For everyone, so different. And there are some people who can't afford flops in life. They have never flopped. They believe that, you know what, we are so straight. Yes, then there's one thing. We are talking about making mistakes in business, making wrong decisions, taking wrong decisions. And they believe that, no, we are too accurate, we are too firm, we know what we do. And they don't cater. They don't cater for the mistakes that can occur in certain situations. So it is something that a believer keeps in his heart, knowing that I'm an insan, I'm not a Nabi, I'm not a prophet, because this can never be true. After the beloved Rasul, who is the last Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and there's no other prophet. And therefore, we are bound to make mistakes. We are insan, and these mistakes will happen. But it's so amazing to also learn at the same time, Maulana Sahib, that there are people, for example, a husband and wife, and I mentioned this before as well, both are imperfect. But expectation is perfection from one another. Both have flaws and so many mistakes that they commit from day to day. Husband and wife, whether you're married for 10 years or more than that, the thing is that the husband still expects perfection from his wife. She needs to know my mizaj. She needs to know where my things are kept. How my life is supposed to be, because you married to me for the last 20 years or 25 years. And the wife expects the same from the husband, but one has an upper hand, one feels they got more rights than the other. And because of that understanding the rights of each other, we think, no, we made a very big mistake in this regard.
This is, as we discussed just now, that this is the typical mentality that I'm focused on my rights and your responsibilities. Really, the day we leave this, inshallah, marriages will become very happy and very successful. Focus on your partner's rights and your responsibilities. Focus on your partner's rights and your responsibilities, and encourage your partner to do the same. That please, you focus on your own responsibilities and my rights. And inshallah, in that way, these will be overcome. You see, we focus that my spouse, my wife, or the person's husband must understand my mizaj, my character, my way, my mood. Why are we so focused on other people fulfilling our rights? We should be focused on fulfilling their rights. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when that becomes our focus, you see, we will start to keep the next person happy as well. We will bring joy to the heart of the believer. And how much thawab there is in bringing joy to the heart of the believer. When we start focusing on this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll start earning the pleasure of Allah, Azza wa Jal, and we will see the beauty and the prosperity within our lives, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen, summa ameen. So here, Dawud Islam is here, dear viewers, inshallah, join this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. Travel in Madinah Qafilas, join our gatherings, ijtima'at for the youth, for adults, and you would learn so much, dear viewers. Subhanallah, there are people who came in the Madinah Qafilas completely negative about matters, about life, about situations. And 12 days to dur ki baat hai, Mohammed. 12 months Qafila is too much to talk. 3 days have changed your life.
Wow.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
The person could not change for the last 10 years. 3 days Madinah Qafila had caused this person to change and look at life from a different perspective. Allah. So remember, dear viewers, yes, we are products of the past. We are products of the past, but we don't have to be prisoners of that, Mohammed. We don't have to imprison ourselves in the thoughts of the past which haunt us even today. Rather, learn from them, because though nobody can go back and make a new beginning, it's hard to go back and make a new beginning, but anyone can start over and make a new ending. Allah.
Subhanallah.
Yes, we can make a new ending, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has stated, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Most of actions are dependent upon the end result.
Absolutely.
And though the beginning was rough for you, the ending doesn't have to be rough.
Right.
If you have taken valuable lessons from the past in your life, from the house that you were trying to buy, from the car you were trying to drive, or from the sisters that you intended to marry, for example, you want to make nikah and you found the person for yourself, the decision you made there, then to have children, then to migrate, whatever the situation may be, dear, because of Madani channel, always remember that you have Quran as your guide. For example, you want to make nikah, and we just Mohsab speaking on this matter, because this is something which is very much realistic. And many of the problems give birth from situations like this. The person has the opportunity to look at the hadith and find a spouse for himself, then looking at his desires and finding a spouse.
Right.
He used his own criteria that this is what I'm looking for. Not understanding who, what I am myself today. Today I am like this, tomorrow I might change, because person evolves in life. At the age of 20, he thinks one thing. When he reaches 30, he thinks something else. And then the same thought changes at the age of 40. So from the age of 20, when you were looking for these, you know, signs and these things in a person that you want to marry, Allahu Akbar, the quality that you're looking for might change after a few years. But if you search for those qualities which the beloved Rasul mentioned 1400 years back, would never change till Qiyamah. Because those are the qualities you're supposed to have as a believer. And those are the qualities which will most definitely change you. A person sees money, he sees beauty, master, he sees love, and all those things are materialistic. They are meant to go.
Yes.
Good manners remain.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. all of these things are more valuable as compared to that which is there today. It might not be there tomorrow. So don't look at wealth because today she's rich, tomorrow she might not have it. Or vice versa, he has it, tomorrow he may not have it. Now, when we made nikah and marriages based on what we assumed was correct at that time, and then when time came, we realized it doesn't work. No, I don't want to move further. Why happened to me? I'm such a good person. I'm such a pious person, so on and so forth. So yes, dear viewers, it's not going to help. It's not going to aid. We need to make a change. We really, really need to make a change. Allahu Akbar. It is said that if you could erase all the mistakes of your past, you would also erase the wisdom of the present. Allahu Akbar. Remember the lesson, not the disappointment.
Wow.
Remember the lesson, not the disappointment. So, if you want to forget about the past, uske andar jo lessons the, uske andar jo hikmat thi, jo wisdom ki baatein thi, usko to na bhule. Wohi to main cheez hai. If you open the Holy Quran part and you study Aad, Samud, Fir'aun, Namrud, what happened to those people? Why Allah speaking about them? So that there's ibra, there's lessons.
Hmm.
That will teach us how to become pious in today's day.
Subhanallah. There's a beautiful thing that I've heard as well. I'd like to share it as well.
Hmm.
And that we don't live for long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves to be able to learn from this. We don't live long enough to be able to make all the mistakes ourselves.
Yes.
So we should learn from other people's
mistakes. Subhanallah.
So we should learn
excellently mentioned
from other people's mistakes. You see, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if you look when you recite the Holy Quran and make a habit of reciting the Holy Quran, the Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah encourages us that a daily at least we should recite at least 3 ayat of the Holy Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif and with some tafsir as well. So we can read tafsir from Nur al-Irfan, from Khazain al-Irfan, or the beautiful Sirat al-Jinan as well. You will find that in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of previous nations. Like Huzul mentioned, that Fir'aun was spoken about, Adi spoken about, Samud is spoken about. There's so many nations. Absolutely. So you will learn that these are nations, and Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that the mistakes that these nations have made. They have made these mistakes, they have done these wrong things. And sometimes some nations or many nations were destroyed because of the wrong, because of the sins that they have committed. Now when we look towards those mistakes, we look towards those sins, those wrongs that they have done, now we should set our mind that this nation has done this wrong and I'm going to ensure that I don't follow that path. I will ensure that I don't do the same thing, because if I do the same thing, then I'm going to expect a similar result, being the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather, I must look at their mistakes and learn from them. I can't make all of them myself. Life is too short. There's also once a personality that was, you know, good personality, wise personality was asked that, you have such beautiful character, such wonderful character. How is it that you have such wonderful character? So this wise person had answered that I look towards everyone and I see people who have bad character.
Allah.
I see people who have bad character, and every time I see someone who has bad character, I make the niyyah, I make the intention that I will not follow that path and practice the same character. And thus, because of seeing that bad character, seeing that mistake, seeing that wrong that people commit, and making that niyyah, learning from that I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to do the same thing. Learning from others' mistakes resulted in this personality having such beautiful character. So Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we look around us and we see there are many mistakes, there are many wrongs that are being committed. If we just pay attention and say that this mistake that I am seeing today, so and so committing, I will not commit it.
Right.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will see that our akhlaq will improve, our ways will improve, and we will not be committing the same mistakes, rather we'll be learning from those mistakes that we didn't make. Well, what a great bargain it is. You're not having to make the mistake in order to learn from it. You are seeing the mistake being committed and we are learning from that so that we don't have that mistake in our
life. Allah, subhanallah. Excellent and very beautifully mentioned, Mu'asab. And I just hope that Mu'asab makes dua, inshallah. And of course, we always request others to make dua. There are so many people within our families, friends, other family members, neighbors who are suffering from this. Mu'asab is almost most of the people in today's day and age are suffering from certain issues and problems, which some share, some may not share. People are in depression in this day and age, and in the 21st century, children at the age of 7, 8, in our discussion.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. They are distressed about friendships. They are distressed about social media friendships. They are distressed for not having cell phones. They are distressed for various other reasons. May Allah shower mercy upon our children and make them pious, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But children often repeat mistakes and they are not given good lessons and valuable lessons. Whether big or small, dear viewers, just remember, agar ek galati kai martaba ho, to wo faisla hua karta hai. A mistake which is made multiple times is a decision, Mawasa. It's actually a decision that you have taken, not a lesson that you are taking. Kyunki mard ya momin wo shakhs hota hai. A true believer does not repeat the same mistake over and again. He learns from those mistakes. You cannot afford to keep on repeating those mistakes. In a nutshell, Mawasa, before we go for salah and we with inshallah azza wa jalla listen to this kalam, actually we have this kalam that sachi baat sikhati hai, seedhi raast chalati hai. We would like for the viewers of Madani Channel to listen inshallah azza wa jalla, and just like how we are requesting the viewers to listen to this kalam, I would often request to the viewers to read the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Flip to the pages of history, study the blessed biography of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trust me, there are such lessons in the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will find your problems to be minor in front of the challenges of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study the life of Ahlul Bayt and see what challenges they have been through, though they have extracted so much of positive lessons from that as well. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, let's listen to this beautiful kalam. And when we are back, we're going to conclude on some positive notes to learn more and to be educated on the subject, stay locked with Madani Channel. Abhi ke liye abhi kalam sunte hain, recited by none other than Mufti Shura Haji Abdul Habib Al-Qari, Da'wat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت شمع بزم ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درود پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے، اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے. آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا. آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sachi baat sikhate ye hai, seedhi raah dikhate ye hai.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jalti jaane bujhate ye hain, jalti jaane bujhate ye hain. Roti aankhein hansate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qasre dana tak kis ki rasai, qasre dana tak kis ki rasai. Jaate ye hain, aate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faiz-e jaleel khaleel se poochho, faiz-e jaleel khaleel se poochho. Aag mein baagh khilate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
inna a'tainaka al-kawthar inna أعطيناك الكوثر ساري كسرت باتي يه صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکز میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکز میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
علیہ وسلم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ رب العالمین We hope that today's program has caused some positivity to happen within ourselves, alhamdulillah. For those who are watching Madani channel on the social media or via the social media such as Facebook page, YouTube channel, for those who are streaming the program live and for those who are watching it off the satellite from various parts of the world, we say shukran, barakallah. Today's program was about turning your mistakes into valuable life lessons, and we hope, inshallah, that you will be able to find solutions within the problems that you are facing currently. The solution Mu'tad has given its sense was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this niyat in your heart that you want to make a change for yourself and look at the same problems with a different lens, inshallah. Mm. You will find positivity. You would not be negative about matters. Learn to focus about your own problems and picking and talking about the faults of others as well is another way to look at your faults alone, inshallah. Because Hazrat Sayyidatana Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha has stated, what is the sign of a person who has tasted the love of Allah Azza wa Jal? She says, the one who has tasted the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, such a person does not pick on the faults of others. Because Allah makes his own faults apparent to himself. Allah makes him aware of his own problems. So what happens is that such a person who tasted the love of Allah, he does not focus on the faults of others, on the mistakes of others. He is busy rectifying his own faults. Allahu Akbar. He busies himself, Mu'tab, rectifying his own mistakes. So where will he find the time to pick about so-and-so person, so on and so forth. Inshallah, Zawajal Mu'tab, this was a solution that the pious predecessors have given us. And in a few seconds, if Mu'tab could round up as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah. I would like to pass this nasiha, this advice, that our mistakes are not meant to put us down so that we can stay down. When we make mistakes, it's important that we learn from them, we get up and we improve. Don't let your mistakes keep you down. let your mistakes be lessons for you, and then inshallah azza wa jal, you will constantly move towards improvement. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.
MashaAllah, jazakumullah khaira once again for joining us. Until next week, inshallah azza wa jal, dear viewers, keep reciting Durood-e Paak. Look forward for watching this program with the same niyyah that you would share this with others, so that someone's life could change. You could make a difference to some person if he takes some nasiha and advice from the advice given in today's program. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to make amal upon whatever we have heard. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah. Reformation.